好，弟兄姐妹，大家在主里平安。啊，复活节快乐，复活节蒙恩。
Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
复活节快乐。
Happy Easter.
好，我们很高兴今天早上能够一起来纪念主的复活，同时我们李兆荣姐妹也在今天早上要接受洗礼。
We are very happy together in the name of the Christ this morning to remember what has happened on Easter, and we are also very happy that Sister Lee will be baptized today.
所以我们就先主持洗礼，之后再就是复活节的敬拜。
So in terms of the agenda today, we'll go for the baptism first, and then we'll hear today's sermon.
好吗？好，我就开始洗礼的礼文了
So we will start with the baptism now.
请听主耶稣基督设立洗礼所说的话。你们可以看经文打在上面，我念你们听。
Let us read in the scripture what was written about what Jesus told us about baptism.
我们的主耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们的主在圣经里面教导我们而且使徒约翰也在约翰一书里面，他说凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生，凡爱生他之神的也必爱也必爱从神生的。
So and also John said in 1 John, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who believesWho loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him.
人有神儿子的就有生命，没有神儿子的就没有生命。
Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我们的主也在约翰福音第三章，他应许说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生就不能见神的国。
And Jesus said in John chapter 3, Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第二节就是家人已经读了，就是我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。所以我们今天就凭着耶稣基督的应许我们相信圣灵的工作已经在我们的姐妹身上，他已经感动他，呼召他，也借着今天早上的这个水礼做一个见证表示他是有信心可以看见也可以进上帝国的人。
So we're very glad that Sister Lee here has been moved, has been called by GodTo be in front of her and to accept the baptism and by her faith to accept the grace of God.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是满有怜悯、满有慈悲的上帝。
You're a God full of forgiveness.
怜悯的上帝。
And full of mercy.
我们人在堕落之后，我们偏行自己的道路。
After the human has fallen, we have gone down our own path.
我们行在罪的当中。
We walked in the midst of sin.
但是上帝，你并没有撇弃我们。
But God, you have not given up on us.
你差遣你的爱子耶稣基督。
You sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
为我们道成肉身。
And have him incarnated amongst us.
为我们受苦，为我们受死。
So that he may suffer and die for us.
顺服以至于死在十字架上。
And obey to the point where he died on the cross for us.
以致我们今天能够因为你三天复活的大能，我们能够享有重生的生命。
So that we can enjoy based on the power of the resurrection 3 days after, we can enjoy the power of your grace.
我们感谢你你圣灵在你指定的时间，按着你的旨意，你呼召凡是被你拣选的人。
We thank you because the Holy Spirit, following your will, calls upon those that you have elected.
你恩典临到我们的身上，也临到李姐妹的身上。
So that your grace may come upon us and come upon Sister Lee.
你让她的心被打开。
So that she may open up her heart.
让她的心能够被更新。
So that her heart may be regenerated, renewed.
她能够明白你的应许。
So that she may understand your promise.
她能够向往你给她的天国。
And enjoy the promise of the heavenly land that you've promised.
她被赐予信心，能够依靠耶稣基督。
She was given the faith to rely upon Jesus.
以致她今生来生的一切都紧紧地建基在我们的救主耶稣基督的身上。
So that her today and her future can be built upon Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你今天早上他愿意在众人的面前公开地见证上帝你的恩典。
We thank you because Sister Lee is willing to testify in front of everybody your grace.
愿意让大家与他一起来欢乐。
Let us rejoice together with her.
因为地上一个罪人悔改，天上的众天使都要欢喜快乐。
Because as soon as even one sinner repels, all the angels in heaven will rejoice.
我们就把以下时间仰望在你手里，主啊，你自己圣灵在我们当中工作。
So we give our time into your hands and may the Holy Spirit work amongst us.
让我们心中有敬虔的心。
So that we may have a humble heart.
我们有敬畏的心。
A fearful heart.
在这个圣礼当中。
And within this sacrament.
见证上帝你的荣美。
Testify God your glory.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请我们李姐妹到前面来
We ask Sister Lee to come to the front.
连在洗礼之前我们会有一个立约的时间。
So before we baptize Sister Lee, there is a time where we'll enter an agreement with her.
但这个立约的约词。我们事先已经跟李姐妹说过了
But all of the questions discussed today have been shared with Sister Lee beforehand.
她就在众人面前就做一个承诺
And then she will acknowledge them in front of everybody here.
好吗？这个月子单我会问的问题我打出来是因为我怕你们听不到我讲什么了所以家人会翻译然后李姐妹就会回答这样子
Okay, so what we'll do is he'll ask the questions in Chinese, I will translate, and then Sister Lee can answer.
好吗？好，我们就开始主内李昭荣姐妹，今天你蒙上帝的选召，依赖耶稣基督做上帝的儿女。我感谢上帝能够打开你的心，打开你的眼睛来接受他耶稣基督做你的救主所以现在你竟然愿意在众弟兄姐妹面前领受洗礼。做以耶稣基督做你的救主，以这个作为一个证据，一个明证，在众人面前表达你的心意。所以我就奉教会的委托，将洗礼的约词来问你你就必须心口如一的回答好，我们就开始第一个问题OK.
So we go for the first question.
你是否承认上帝是独一无二的真神，是创造天地？是我们天上的父吗？
我信。Sister Lee, do you believe that our God is the one and only true God, that He is creator of heaven and earth, and that He's our Father in heaven?
我信。
Yes. 信。好。
I believe.
我问第二个问题。
The second question.
你承认耶稣基督是上帝独生的圣子，他降生、受死、复活，是要做罪人的救主吗？
Cecily, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son, Holy Son of God? Do you believe in His nativity? To believe that He died for us, resurrected, and that He wants to be our saving Lord for all the sinners?
第三，你是否承认圣灵是真理的灵，从圣父和圣子出来，做圣徒的保惠师，与圣徒同在吗？
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth, that He came from the Holy Father and the Holy Son, and that He, is the comforter of all the believers and will be with the believers?
第四，你是否承认新约、旧约圣经是上帝的话、上帝的道，由圣灵默示而写成，是基督徒信仰行为无上的准则？
Do you believe that the Bible with the New and the Old Testament is the Word of God, written upon inspiration by the Holy Spirit, and that it is the highest standard for all Christian believers for both faith and behavior?
我信。
第五，你是否承认我们的教会，就是耶稣基督所设立，基督是我们教会的元首，信徒是主的肢体，教会一切的权力行动都是按照基督的旨意去行，你是否愿意在这样的一个教会当中与信徒一起合一，敬畏上帝跟服侍主？
Do you believe that our church was established by our Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ himself is the head of the church, and that the believers are the body of the church? Do you believeare you willing to support the church in all its authority actions? All, do you believe that all that upholds Jesus Christ's will? And are you willing to serve amongst the believers, to be united with them, fearful of God?
我愿意。
第六，你愿意将自己献给上帝做义仆，并借着守主日、圣餐、祈祷、读经、灵修，使你的生活圣洁，灵命成长吗？
Are you ready, Cecily, to devote yourself to God as His servant and to observe the Lord's Day, the Holy Communion, to pray, Bible reading, devotion, to purify and sanctify your life and for your spiritual life to grow?
我愿意。
最后，你是否愿意借着上帝所委托的才能，奉献金钱，敬忠教会，服侍圣徒，使上帝的圣名在你的身上得着荣耀吗？
And last, are you willing to use the talents given to you by God to sacrifice your financial assets, to dedicate yourself to the church, to serve the saints, so that the name, the holy name of the Lord may obtain glory upon yourself?
好，我们感谢主啊，就是你姐妹啊愿意遵循啊，愿意与众弟兄姐妹一起来等候啊上帝的应许啊，我们感谢主，你姐妹愿意啊遵循上帝的话跟等候上帝的应许。
We thank the Lord that Cecily is ready to accept the grace of God and to patiently wait for God's promise to come through.
好，我们就现在正式啊，要预备为啊李姐妹来洗礼，请弟兄姐妹我们一起站立啊。
We ask everybody to stand up.
我请啊同工啊帮助我。李兆荣姐妹
Sister Lee，
我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施行洗礼。
I baptize you in the name of the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
好，再站一站啊，好。 好，弟兄姐妹，我们一起为这件事情祷告。
Let us pray together.
所以我们感谢你，李姐妹啊，已经接受洗礼。
Hey, we thank you because Sister Lee has accepted baptism.
求圣灵在她心中坚固她的信心。
Lord, please fortify strengthen her heart.
啊，让她的信心能够逐渐的成长。
So that her faith may grow step by step.
让她今后的生活借着在教会与肢体的相交。
So that she in the communion with the body of the church.
啊，能够更加啊被坚固起来。
Can strengthen her faith.
充满啊，她有属灵的智慧。
Fulfill her with spiritual wisdom.
让她有能力来胜过试探，胜过忧愁。
So that she will have the ability to fight against every every temptation.
跟世上的忧愁。
And all the worries of the world.
让她的心中有主所赐真实的平安。
So that she may have peace given by you in her heart.
能够靠主与众弟兄姐妹一起努力地奔跑天路。
So that she can rely on the Lord and run on our common path towards heaven.
带领她的儿女们啊，她的夫家啊，一起来啊奔跑，来认识主，最终啊一起进入上帝的天国。
So also that she may lead her children and families to run together on this path towards heaven, so that all may enter heaven.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，再站一下。弟兄姐妹，请坐。在耶稣基督里面啊，我们的姐妹已经做我们的肢体了啊，感谢主啊，也就我就代表活泉教会啊，就欢迎也接纳你啊，加入我们这个大家庭。
So now that you've accepted to be baptized in front of everybody, I represent the Living Spring Church to accept you as a member of the body of Christ.
所以我也请我们教会的执事同工出来代表教会与姐妹握手表示欢迎。我们请。
So maybe ask all the deacons of the Living Spring Church to represent the church and welcome Sister Lee on behalf of our church.
好，感谢，好，谢谢。终于没出来，好，终于之后再跟你握手哈。好，感谢主啊，我们为着刚才我们所见证的恩惠来向主感恩。
So let us thank our Lord for the grace that we've just been testifying.
李姐妹她她的得救见证我们有预备出来，就是打在纸上。
So Sister Lee has prepared her testimony to be shared with us all. We've printed it on the paper.
她害羞她说她不大敢在你们面前说。
So Sister Lee expressed a wish that she prefers not to be sharing her testimony standing here in front of everybody.
但我们给他几年时间以后他还是可以为主做见证
We'll give her a few years time, so maybe one day she'll feel courageous enough to share some testimony in the Lord.
所以这个见证我们有打出来等一下散会后我们会放在这里你们如果愿意知道也愿意与他一起快乐的弟兄姐妹，你们可以自己来拿。
But her testimony was printed on paper and we'll put them up here. So after the service today, those amongst you that are interested can come and collect a copy.
好吗？感谢主。好，我们现在就进入我们今天早上的敬拜
So we'll go towards today's service now.
我们今天早上是复活节了
Today is Easter.
我们感谢主，他在2000年前，多一点他从死里复活。
We thank the Lord that he resurrected a bit more than 2,000 years ago.
这就改变了啊人类的一切啊。
And through that changed everything for us human beings.
啊，向来人类对死亡是一个宿命啊，就是必定的啊，必定走向的一个结果。
Because before death was the only
destination
that we were going to.
但是基督的复活就给了我们一个盼望。
But the resurrection of the Christ gave us hope.
给了我们一个新生。
Gave us new life.
给我们有第二个参照点。
Gave us an alternative.
Yeah. 你不再害怕，如果这个世界拒绝你，你就没有了希望。
You don't have to fear anymore that as soon as this world here rejects you, you're there without hope.
因为你有个更高的盼望。
Because you have an even greater hope.
你不再因为需要妥协，需要跟人啊做一样的不喜欢、不对的事情，为了生存。
You don't have to give in and do together with the other people in this world. Do all these things that you dislike just to survive.
因为圣经说，那能杀身体，不能杀灵魂的，你不要害怕他。
Because the Bible tells us, people can kill your body, they cannot kill your soul. So you don't have to fear.
要怕的是上帝。
So what and whom you have to fear is God.
这就重新来过了就是基督徒他不再需要符合这个世界的规则。
So the Christians do not have to obey the rules of this world anymore.
但是我想你们都会问我一个问题。
But I think all of you may ask me one question.
有这么容易吗？
Is it really that simple?
难道我们不要跟随这个世界就可以不跟随这个世界吗？
Can we just decide not to follow this world and then simply do so?
是的的确没有那么容易。
I admit it is not that simple.
但没有那么容易，不表示我们没有这个能力啊。
But it being not simple does not mean that we don't have this ability.
Okay, 我的意思是说，我们并不是在靠自己啊。当然，你看到的是你自己的能力了你不是在靠自己。
What I mean is, we don't have to rely on ourselves anymore. Even though what we normally see is just our own ability, but we don't have to rely on ourselves.
好像你看圣经许多的经文。
That's when we read in the Bible, many verses there.
其实圣经有许多的篇幅就是讲这件事情。
The Bible has many verses that exactly talk about this topic.
圣经知道我们走天路，我们要跟随耶稣，我们要以天国为盼望，我们在这个世上一定有苦难，一定有征战。
So the Bible knows that if we go down the path towards heaven, and if we want to be different from this world,then we will suffer in this world.
许多的经文就劝我们，安慰我们，也激励我们。
So many texts, passages in the Bible, they seem to remind us,
安慰我们
and comfort us,
and 激励我们
and encourage us.
所以今天早上我就与大家分享三节你们放心不很长，三节
So today we'll look at three verses in the Bible.
这三节经文也是很典型的一个受苦的经文，也是一个盼望的经文。
So these three verses are very typical in the sense that they express pain, but they also give us hope.
好，我们一起来读好吗
？Let us read the first one.
来，第三节，彼得前书，来。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。我们请家人念一下英文好吗
？So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
那这段经文不是突然间好像彼得睡醒了就讲一句话，不是。
This verse was not written by Peter, when he woke up and just had an idea to write the verse.
实际上，如果你看彼得前书的上下文，
If you read the preceding and the following verses of the Bible,
你会看见彼得所指的是后面这节经文啊，就是第六跟第七节。
So what Peter is working towards is what he's mentioning in verse 6 and 7.
啊，我读你们听了啊，他说，因此你们是大有喜了，但如今在百般的思念中暂时忧愁。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials.
叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以彼得在这里他很明显的说，我们有苦难啊，有试炼。
So Peter here clearly mentions that there is pain, there is suffering.
啊，但他说这个是暂时的。
But he also says this is only temporary.
啊，暂时不是一两天了啊，他是跟永恒来做比较啊。
So temporary obviously doesn't mean one or two days only. Temporary is in the context of being compared to eternity.
他说，当你能够思想苦难是暂时的，你就必定会喜乐，而且是大喜的。
So Peter says here, if you become aware of the fact that all suffering, all pain in the world is temporary only, you have to rejoice.
啊，而且他特别强调，我们之所以能够有这样的啊，大喜乐呢，是因为我们的信心。
And he stresses that the reason why we can rejoice so much is because of our faith.
他说，上帝常常借着苦难，目的是要磨练我们的信心。
So he says, God gives us suffering and pain so he can strengthen and train our faith.
好像火一样去啊啊炼那个金子啊，就是让它存。
It's like fire that you use to test gold.
To purify
the gold.
就让这个金就越来越纯净。
So that the gold in the fire may become purer and purer.
为什么要纯净的信心呢？
Why do we?
为什么我们需要有一个纯净的信心？
Why do we need a pure faith?
因为纯净的信心是进天国的信心。
Because only the pure faith is the faith that will lead us to heaven.
他说，可以在耶稣基督来的时候得着称赞、荣耀跟尊贵。
So that it may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ comes again.
如果我们的信心不纯净
，If our faith is not pure，
我们不是真的相信上帝。
Then we may not really believe in God.
我们不是真的依靠耶稣基督。
We may not really rely on Jesus Christ.
我们就以这个永恒的荣耀、称赞、尊贵没有份了。
And then we will have no sharing in the praise and the glory and the honor in eternity.
所以我们看待苦难有另外一个角度。
So Christians, when we look at pain and suffer, we look at it from a different angle.
我们看见是上帝的慈爱。
What we see in all of that is the love of God.
但这个慈爱却带着痛苦的感觉。
But this love gives us a feeling of pain.
但是它是暂时的。
But it is all only temporary.
为了让我们将来能够进入完全，能够享有它一切的丰盛。
So that we may completely enter into and enjoy 享有什么？
啊，它的完全。
His completeness.
啊，它的荣耀。
And his glory.
可以吗？啊，所以基督徒的确有不同的眼光啊。
So Christians really look at it from a different angle.
那不，你可能会说，我认识一个一贯道的人啊，他也满身都是癌症，但是他很喜乐，天天唱歌。
You may know some people that are very sick, suffer from cancer, but are so happy they seem to be singing all day.
啊，他不是基督徒，他是别的宗教。
And he may not even be a Christian. He may be following another religion.
啊， 他可以不可以也能够享有上帝的啊称赞、荣耀跟尊贵呢？
And you may even get the feeling that even that person may be able to enjoy the praise and glory and honor of the Christ.
啊，这就是一个基本的差别了。
But there is a critical difference in all that.
啊，我们之所以在苦难能够快乐、能够大喜乐，不是因为我们自己。
We are able to be to rejoice, to have praise, glory, and honor in suffering.
啊，不是出于我们自己。
Not because of ourselves.
是因为我们有一个应许。
But because we have a promise.
我们有一个关系，就是我们要回家的关系。
We have a relationship in that much that we want to go home.
你们看到中国的春运哦，这些农民。七早八早就打包，为什么？他们要回家。
If you look at some of these villages, countryside farmers in China, all they care about is to be able to go home once in a while.
我们基督徒很多时候不想回家，我们像浪子这样，我们在这世界活快活得很。
Now, Christians sometimes we are like the lost son. We don't really want to go home anymore.
我们很享受这个。不是天国的地方。
We seem to enjoy very much this place, which is not heaven.
所以我的意思是说，如果你没有应许，上帝没有给你应许。
If you don't have this promise, so if God has not given you that promise,
你在苦难里面仍然可以唱歌。
You may still be able to sing while you're suffering.
这只是道德性的。
But this is only moral.
啊，这只是一个修行。修行啊。Moral, yes. 啊，人的道德修行。
So this is only moral.
啊，这可以变成是自欺，自己骗自己。他也可以变成。
This can become a way of betraying yourself.
所以他可以最后，因为他没有一个终点，所以他最后所做的一切只是虚幻。
But these people, because there's no clear destination, everything they do is vain.
但是基督徒不一样。
But Christians.Are different.
我们有一个目标。
We have a destination.
我们不是自己骗自己。
We are not betraying ourselves.
我们不是自己讲给自己安慰。
We are not saying things just to comfort ourselves.
是因为上帝的话，我们的信心在当中配合了，就产生力量。
It's because of the word of God and the faith in our hearts that are combined so that it releases this power.
好吗？啊，所以我们啊。回到刚才那一节了，所以这些经文呢，实际上彼得他要我们看重耶稣基督宝贵的恩典。
So here Peter wants to really see us, and really become aware of how precious the grace of God is.
啊，为什么呢？他担心我们基督徒可能放不下啊这个世界的短暂。
Why? Because Peter is worried that we may not be able to let go.Of this temporary nature of the world.
我们可能啊会被今世的这些苦难所压倒。
So that we may be oppressed by 被什么？
这个今世的苦难。
So that we may be oppressed by the suffering and pain that we experience today.
啊，你知道，很多时候我们在这个世界上啊，我们对苦难可能有不同的反应啊。
Sometimes we realize that.Different people have different reactions to pain and suffering.
啊，有的人是抵挡。
Some people seem to go fight against it.
有人是害怕。
Some people fear it.
其实都是一样。
But at the end of the day, that's all the same.
它是双胞胎哈，一样。
It's like twins.
啊
，It's the same reaction.
就是你被今世所压倒。
So you're being oppressed by the present.
啊，所以。这你给我们一个出路啊。
But the Bible gives us, offers us a way out.
它告诉我们上帝的恩典胜过这一切。
The Bible tells us that God's grace,
胜过这一切。
Overcomes all of that.
啊，上帝应许我们的这个无价的永生、永恒的喜乐，而且有一个极大的力量来忍耐。来等候。
So God offers us this priceless
eternity,
eternity, joy so that we may overcome all of that.
我们能够忍耐，能够等候。
So that we may endure and wait.
OK， 所以盼望我们基督徒不是盲目的在那边忍受啊。
So I hope that we Christians are just not keeping us busy trying to endure.
啊，好像不知道何时何日哈。
And not knowing when and the day will come.
目的时间都是上帝定的。
So the destination and the timing both have been defined by God.
当我们的信心成熟的时候，其实上帝很乐意把喜乐、把平安充满他儿女的心。
So when as our faith grows, God is happy to give us happiness and rejoice.
而不是事情的解决。
And He is not there purely just to solve all our problems.
因为我们有时候把事情解决了，其实我们并没有改变，是事情改变了。
So when some of our problems get solved, a lot of times we realize we don't change. It's the cause that changed.
所以哪一天我们又回来同样的问题。
So when one day the same problem hits us again,
我们又跌入同样的情况。
And we fall into the same loophole again.
但是上帝的心意不是这样子。
But God's will is not like this.
他要我们胜过。
He wants us to overcome.
以致我们永远把这些苦难踏在脚下，因为耶稣基督。
So that we can all this take this pain and put it under our feet.
因为我们是属天的。
Because we belong to heaven.
我们下了决心，我们是属天的。
We have determined that we belong to heaven.
好吗？好，不花时间，我解释几段经文哈。他前面这里特别强调主耶稣基督的父啊的父神。
So here it stresses the Father.
特别是说是主耶稣的。
The Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这里就让我们想起啊，其实我们不是白白，我们不是这种凭自己啊，就大胆的来到上帝面前。连任爸爸不可能的。
So it reminds us that none of us we are just relying and by ourselves coming in front of God the Father.
就认为我们是他的儿女了。
Believing that we can be His children.
不可能。
That's not possible.
因为圣经让我们看见上帝只在耶稣基督里面向我们彰显他是谁。
Because the Bible tells us that Father will only reveal Himself to us.Through and in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切在基督以外的上帝只是偶像。
Everything that is outside the Lord Jesus is an idol.
可以吗？我一次再重复一次啊，就是我们很多时候以为我们凭自己，连我们就很可爱，连我们就可以来到上帝面前，上帝就一定要抱我们啊，因为我们很可爱。
So often we believe that we are lovely and then simply by just relying on ourselves we can come in front of the Father.
上帝就一定要爱我们。
And then the Father will have to love us.
其实你看圣经看清楚一点，没有这样子讲。
But when you read the Bible more carefully you realize the Bible never talks like this.
圣经说上帝父神是基督的父神。
The Bible tells us that God the Father is the Father of Christ.
所以我们如果要借用耶稣基督的称呼，我们就必须跟基督在一起，连在他里面。
So if we want to use the name that Jesus uses for the Father, we have to be united with Jesus.
同时，上帝的恩典跟怜悯呢，也不会在基督以外给了我们。
So the Bible also tells us that the grace and the mercy of God cannot be given to us outside Jesus.
我上个礼拜有跟一些弟兄姐妹，我们上主日学，我们就谈到这个观念哦。
So during the last Sunday school, we've been discussing this with some brothers and sisters amongst you.
你们不在，所以我稍微讲一下啊。
So a lot of you were not present, so I will repeat some of that to you.
就是在地上的关系里头，有一种的关系，有一点像这里所说的。
In the sort of relationships that we know of, that we have here on earth, there is one relationship which is similar to that one described here.
我就拿我的例子啦。
So I took myself as an example.
我的岳父。
my father-in-law.
Okay, 我岳父是我太太的爸爸了。
So my father-in-law is the father of my wife.
Okay, 然后我凭什么走到面前说爸爸
？So based on what can I just go in front of my father-in-law and call him father?
他说谁啊？你是谁
？He would look at me strangely, go like, "Who are you?"
为什么你学我女儿叫我了？
Why are you learning from my daughter how to call me?
我是你的女婿嘛。
Well, because I'm your son-in-law.
我是你女儿的丈夫，所以我跟你的女儿有一个关系。
So I'm the husband of your daughter, so I have a relationship with your daughter.
所以我就可以学你的女儿叫你哦。
So this is why I can learn from your daughter how to call you.
我借用了啊，今天你能够叫天父。
And the same is the reason why we can call God Father.
你借了谁的名来讲？你借了耶稣的名来讲。
It's because we borrowed a relationship from somebody, from
Jesus Christ.
From Jesus Christ.
因为基督是永恒的子。
Because Jesus is the eternal Son of God.
所以这观念不是我们独有的，不是我们自己造出来的。
So this relationship is not something that is unique to us, not something that we created.
有一次又有一个弟兄啊，他就很自信啊，因为他自认自己很可爱。
So there was another brother that was very confident because he thinks of himself as being very lovely.
啊，在教会哇，大家都喜欢他，到处跟人家做朋友。
So he was very popular in the church. Everyone loved him. And then he became friends with everyone.
啊，他特别老人家很喜欢他啊。
Especially the elderly people seem to love him a lot.
啊，他很会跟他们说话。
He knew how to talk to these elderly people.
哎，这个小儿子啊，他就有一次告诉我。
But this brother, he once told me.
说，哎，你知道吗？我岳父很喜欢我的。
Do you know my father-in-law? He really loves me.
什么事吗
？And I asked him, really?
我说。应该是你的太太的原因吧。
And I said, the reason why your father-in-law loves you so much, most probably is because of your wife's, your wife's reason.
你的岳父爱你的他的儿女嘛，所以他就爱你哦。
Because your father-in-law most likely likes his daughter a lot. This is why he likes you as his son-in-law.
都不会的，他很喜欢跟我在一起的，常常跟我说话的。
And his brother said, no, that's not the point.He really loves me. He enjoys being with me.
我说好，你做一个实验。
And I said, okay, let's do a test.
你从今天开始呢，苦待你的妻子。
So from today on, you have to
persecute. persecute.
Oh, you have to persecute your wife.
Treat her badly. 你对她不好。
So just treat your wife very badly.
Okay, 连走到你岳父面前说 I'm so lovely. 你看有什么 result?
And then go in front of your father-in-law and say I'm so lovely and see what happens.
Not going to happen. 一定。
Obviously it didn't happen, but it wouldn't happen.
所以有时候我们好像忘记这个事实了。
So we sometimes forget this fact.
我们之所以能够蒙上帝的眼光啊，愿意看我们。
So the reason why we are able to gain God's attention so that we will look upon us is not because of ourselves.
完全从头到尾都完全是耶稣基督。
So it is completely based but because of Jesus Christ.
永远记得啊，在基督以外没有怜悯，没有恩惠。
So let us remember, outside Jesus, there is no mercy and no grace.
如果你有一样东西要选呢，就是基督，一样而已，就是基督。
If there is one thing that you have to choose in life, then it is Jesus.
啊，那天有一个姐妹说，她的朋友说，不行，我要选老公，我不能选上基督，因为她觉得她要依靠她的先生。
There's this sister once told me, oh, that doesn't work. I cannot decide for Jesus. I need to choose my husband. He's the most important person.
她说，哦，我没有他，我会死。
Without my husband, I will die.
放心啦，你选基督，你丈夫也会选基督，所以你们还是会在一起啊。
Relax. The best thing to do is you choose Jesus and ask your husband to choose Jesus as well, so you'll still be united.
啊，你们两个彼此选，就两个掉下去了啊。
If you choose yourselves instead, both of you will fall.
好了，不多讲了啊。所以这一节经文第一点是强调耶稣基督 的重要，因为父神是基督的父神。
So the first part of the verse here tells us how important Jesus is, because without him there will be no relationship with the Father.
好，另外一个，上帝的恩惠最重要的，其实你看英文会比较清楚啊，就是一个动词，就是重生，重生了我们。
So we need the mercy. The most important thing here is what is called to be born again.
就是彼得特别强调。这么多的恩典值得我们赞美，最大的其实就是上帝重生我们。
So Peter is stressing here that in all this grace that is worth of us praising the Lord, it is because the Lord lets us be born again.
啊，什么叫重生呢？
So what does it mean to be born again?
啊，很多人都会误解啊，连当时这个法利赛人啊，尼哥底母也误解这个意思。
So a lot of people misunderstand this. Even the Pharisean Nicodemus, he misunderstood this concept.
它不是人肉身的一种再生的现象。
It is not to be reborn from the aspect of the flesh.
啊，它是一个超自然的一个作为。
It is a supernatural aspect.
是属灵的。
It is a spiritual.
是神迹。
It is a miracle.
为什么我们需要重生？
Why do we need to be born again?
我们这个身不对吗？
What is wrong with this life that we have?
我们这个肉身的生命有什么不对？
What is wrong with this life, this flesh that we have?
圣经说我们肉身的结局是死亡。
Well, the Bible tells us this life here has only one destination, one result, it is death.
所以如果上帝要把这个极大的好处恩惠给我们，
If God wants to give us this benefit, this grace,
他要 do us a favor， 他真的是要帮我们一个大忙啊。
So he will have to do us a favor。
啊，一个大怜悯啊，这里说有一个字嘛啊，大怜悯。
A great favor, which is mercy, great mercy。
要更新我们。
So that we can be born again。
好像重新再造一次，一个 second creation 这样。
So that he can do a second creation of us。
所以我们这些重生的人呢、啊、
So all of us that have been born again,
其实就有一个不同的结局了。
There is another outcome.
就是我们不再走向死亡。
We're not walking towards death anymore.
我们不再像世人这样没有了盼望，因为都要走向一个地方没有了盼望。
It's not like the other people in the world that have no hope because there is only death awaiting them.
我们被重生的人，我们成为天国永恒的子民。
All of us that are born again, we become inhabitants of heaven.
我们心中不是没有盼望，我们是有活泼的盼望。
So it's not that we don't have hope. We have living hope.
啊 ，living hope 啊，你们教会可以 Living Spring 也可以 Living Hope 啊。
We could think about renaming our church from Living Spring to Living Hope.
其实它两个字是有关系的。
These two concepts have a relationship anyway.
就是一个活泼的盼望，就表示说不是一个死态的，一个没有生命力啊，一个蛮有生命力的。
So a living hope is lively. It's not dead.
就是在各种的情况之下，它都能够怎么讲？能够胜过啊，能够突破，这叫做活泼。
So that in different circumstances, this hope is able to overcome, to break through.
好像一个豆啊，一个种子啊，放在泥里面啊，它最终要蒸破啊这个土地，把它增长起来。
It's like a seed that we put in a bit of earth that can break through the surface and grow.
这就是我们的盼望，是不是从人来的，不是从世界来的。
And this hope doesn't come from us.Humans, it doesn't come from the earth.
好了，接下来一点呢，也是这一节了。彼得把我们这个重生跟耶稣基督的复活连在一起。
So, and Peter, what he does here, also he does, he combines the fact that we are born again with the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
啊，但我们今天复活节嘛，对吗？好，我们就来思想这个课题了。
So let us think about this for a moment.
所以凡是就是基督徒啊被重生的人
So everyone that was born again by Jesus
他不是变成一个好人
He will not ultimately become just a good person.
啊，很多人都以为啊，基督徒是好人。
A lot of people have a misunderstanding. They believe Christians are just good persons.
啊，我们信徒之间说好人，我们明白是什么意思了。
Now, when we talk about good persons amongst us believers, we seem to know what is meant by that.
但是一般上世界上的人说好人，其实是很不同的一个概念。
But when the people of the world use this term, good persons, they seem to understand something different.
啊，你不信，你去问问啊，梁弟兄啊。
Well, you can talk to Sun Qing if you don't believe this.
啊，他做生意的。
He's a trader.
啊，每次那些做生意的人都先说你是基督徒哦，对吗
？And then a lot of people would come to him and say, "Oh, you seem to be a businessman, but you're a Christian, right?"
你不要太高兴，他是先治你了。
and they do so in order to limit him and the room and space he has for maneuver.
你不要骗我啊！你不能对不起我啊！你不能赚我太多钱啊！全部都靠在了，就都给你套在里头了。
So by mentioning that Sun Qing is a Christian, a businessman that is a Christian, they seem to limit him and say, "Oh, you know, you cannot betray me. You cannot earn too much from me."
啊，等等之类的啊，他就是为自己的好处的。
And they say and mention this only for their own good.
所以很多人说基督徒是好人，实际上是说基督徒对我要做是个好人。
So when people say Christians are good persons, what they really mean by this is Christians should treat the others well.
No, treat 他就是对我是好人。
Treat himself well.
啊，就是说啊、我做什么东西你都要对我好。
So no matter what I do.Just because you are a Christian, you should treat me well.
啊，别人呢？你要很公平啊啊！你不能够让别人来欺负我，你要很公平的对待其他，就是公平，就是说很公正的对待其他的人。但是我啊，你要对我很好，你要很善良的对我。
So you have to be just to all the others, but when it comes to me, you have to treat me well.
这不是基督徒啊。
But this is not a good description of a Christian.
如果你被重生，严格来说呢？你不会被世人很平白的说你是好人。
If you are really born again, then it is very unlikely that the people of this world would easily call you a good person.
啊，他不会没有思维、没有思想之前就说啊一个结论你是好人，他不会这样做的。
They would never, without deep consideration, just come to the conclusion and call you a good person.
啊，我想到一个例子，好像我们中国有很多的民族英雄，对吧？
So I'm trying to think of an example, and in China we seem to have a lot of these heroes.
啊，但是民族英雄啊。
People's
hero.
Hero.
啊，哦，不仅中国啦，我们马来西亚也有很多这种故事啊。啊。
And not only in China, also in Malaysia, we have a lot of these
okay.
people's heroes.
Okay. 好，民族英雄的特点是什么
？So what's the typical thing about these heroes?
你想一下，很有趣的民族英雄就是对我好，对谁不好啊？对别人不好，这就是民族英雄。
So all these people's heroes have one speciality, which is they're good for their own people, and they're very bad. They're treating everyone else very bad.
啊，就是要把敌人打垮，拿他们的东西，但是要让我们的民族强大，民族英雄。
So those heroes typically what they achieve is they defeated the enemies, they destroyed the enemies.And they helped our people to victory. That's a real hero.
啊，你是不是这样子被看为基督徒
？Now is this how Christians are perceived?
不是啊。
Obviously not.
基督徒是被基督复活的大能所更新。
So Christians are renewed by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他的特点。不是好人，他的特点是他有基督的性情。
The speciality here is that we have the Christ's character.
Yeah. 可以吗？意思说你不是啊，什么都很好很好，不是的。你看我们的主耶稣在这个世上的时候，有人喜欢，有人不喜欢他。
It's not that we say that we acknowledge every and accept everything and say and try to be a good person. Let's look at Jesus. He was liked and by some and disliked by others.
Okay. 所以他主要让我们改变的是我们像我们的主耶稣，而不是让人喜欢我们。
So what Jesus changes in us is not that we become somebody everyone likes. What he changes in us is he will let us become unlike him.
好，所以每当我们庆祝复活节的时候
，So every time when we celebrate these two，
啊，我想我们当中每一位最少了啊，你们也相信复活是真实的。
So I hope and believe that all of you believe that Easter is true，
对吧？有谁觉得这是神话故事吗？有吗？没有了啊，很好啊，不要回答我哈。好，我相信你们知道这是一个事实。OK。
So I believe that you take this as a fact。
但我想问你们啊。
But I still want to ask you。
如果基督的复活是事实
，If Jesus' resurrection is a fact，
但基督复活他的目的啊，实际上是要我们与他联合。
But the goal of being resurrected is that we can be united。
以致与他同死的这些人也可以跟他一起活过来，他不是自己而已。
So that all these people that died with him can also be resurrected together with him.
有一个观念就是，我们常以为耶稣必须复活，因为他是活的神。
There's a concept that sometimes we believe that we have to live because Jesus resurrected.
啊。这一次啊，就是说，我们认为呢，耶稣复活啊是必须的，因为他不是一个死的神，他是一个活的神，所以他要复活。
So sometimes we believe that Jesus resurrected only for the reason because he's a living God, so he almost had to resurrect.
Partially 这个部分是正确的。
That's partially true.
但实际上呢，如果耶稣基督没有复活
，But in fact, even if Jesus had not resurrected.
是他的身体没有复活，但是耶稣基督的灵从来没有死过。
It will only be his body that did not resurrect. His spirit has never been dead.
不是吗？
Is that not true?
你还是不能够说耶稣是死的。
You would still not be able to say Jesus is dead.
因为他死的是他的肉身。
Because everything that died is his flesh.
所以如果他不让他的肉身活过来，其实他还是活的。
So even if his flesh, his body, had not resurrected, he would still be alive.
但为什么他的肉身要活过来，好像多此一举呢
？But why is it so important that his flesh resurrected?
因为我们是他的肉身。
Because we are part of his flesh.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Jesus.
每一个受洗的人都连上这个身体。
Everyone that has been baptized in Christ gets united with this body.
所以基督要让这个就是我们这些有罪的人啊死了，但是我们要重新的活过来，所以他的肉身就必须活过来。
So Jesus lets us die, but he wants us to be born again and to resurrect, so we can be united with him in his body.
啊，所以他的身体就必须活过来。
So this is why his body had to be resurrected.
所以我们在今世啊，能够啊得着啊这个复活的生命。
So when today we are able to receive this life
啊，就是复活的生命。
This resurrected life.
而且能够在将来当基督的身体得荣耀的时候，我们也能够与他有份。
So that in the future, when his body will receive all the glory,
我们做他身体也可以与他有份。
So that when his body receives the glory in the future, we as part of his glory will also have part in that.
意思说，我们不单只是从坟墓走出来。
So it is not only about us walking out of the grave.
其实已经很好了啊，能够走出来。
Which by itself would already be pretty good.
啊，因为我们不用在坟墓里面了。
Because we wouldn't have to stay in the grave anymore.
我们出来。
We would come out.
但是不只是为了走出来。
But it's not about coming out only.
因为到最后的时候，圣经说，基督的身体要承受荣耀。
Because the Bible tells us the body of Jesus will receive his glory.
意思说，上帝要我们的荣耀。
God wants us to receive His glory.
所以我们必须复活。
So we have to resurrect.
好了，这是事实吗
？There is this effect.
好，你相信
？Okay, we believe this.
那我再问，你的复活是事实吗
Then I will ask you again, is your own resurrection a fact?
耶稣的复活是事实，不一定你的复活就是事实。
The fact that Jesus' resurrection is a fact doesn't mean that yours is one too.
你复活了吗？
Have you resurrected?
你重生了吗？
Have you been reborn?
耶稣基督复活之后，他展现一种超越世俗的生命。
耶稣
复活的复活之后，
是吧？
他展现一种超越世俗的生命。
So after Jesus resurrected, he revealed a supernatural side of his life.
就是我们的耶稣基督他复活之后呢，他让我们看见他是不是属地上的，他有一种超越的本质。
So when he resurrected, he let us realize he's not from this world. There's something supernatural in his being.
Yeah, in his essence.
In his essence.
他有一个所谓回家的本质。
There is something about going home in that.
我们的主复活之后，他一直说我要走啦，我要走啦，他一直跟门徒这样讲，说我要走了。
So before Jesus went home, he kept saying to his disciples, "I'm about to go home. I'm about to go away."
因为他知道他不是属地的。
Because he knew he did not belong to earth.
你呢？
What about us?
我们的生命如何？
What is with our lives?
如果你是复活的，你是重生的。
If you are resurrected, if you are a person that's born again,
你是属地的吗？还是属天？
Do you still belong to earth or do you belong to heaven?
我今天对很多基督徒的困难，不是他嘴巴不讲自己是不是基督徒。
So a lot of Christians struggle not with the fact that they acknowledge by their mouths, by their saying that they are Christians.
每个人都可以说是啊，我是基督徒。
Everyone seems to have no problems with acknowledging, yes, I'm a Christian.
困难的是很多的生命就是没有讲话的一个流露呢，是属地的，属世的。
The problem is more with the non-verbal part of the Christians. A lot of the non-verbal behavior seems to suggest we still belong to earth.
他没有一个 sense, 好像他一个不像有家的一个人一样。
There's no sense of belonging to somewhere.
是吗？你看有的人工作到，当然一面祷告，拼命工作， OK?
So a lot of people seem to pray hard and then work hard.
他可以工作到好像没有家一样，我都不是地上了，就是没有目的的一样。
They can work so hard as if they did not have a home.
这个 home 不是 physical 的 home 啊，是他好像没有一个永恒的目的一样。
It's not about a physical home. It's about no internal home.
你问他要什么，他也讲不出来。
If you ask these persons that work a lot, what they're working for, what is it they want, they wouldn't be able to answer.
但他继续去教会。
But they still go to church.
他继续可以祷告。
And they can still continue to pray.
我就很想抓住他说，哎，不要做那么多，我问你，你复活了吗？
I would like to catch these people and ask them, stop working that hard, just answer me whether or not youhave been born again.
你复活了。
Whether or not you have been resurrected.
因为耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus has.
如果耶稣还在坟墓，你可以这样子。
So if Jesus was still lying in the tomb, you could be going on like this.
那如果耶稣活了，你还这样，就表示你跟这个身体没有关系。
But if Jesus resurrected and you're still working hard like this, it means that you have no relationship with Jesus.
好吧，好。我们再来看最后的两节经文，我们就结束哈。第四跟第五节。
Let us look at the next two verses in the Bible.
好，我们一起念来，一二三，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
So to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
彼得在这一节里头当然是对应上一节了，他在这里呢就强调一个重生复活的基督徒。
Now in the context of the previous verse, Peter here stresses the things about the life of a reborn Christian.
他可以胜过各样的苦难试探。
So a reborn Christian can overcome any sort of pain or suffering.
不是因为他们自己很有能力。
Not because of their own great abilities.
而是因为上帝给他们的应许。
But because of the promise given to them by God.
就是这个应许了。啊，就是不能朽坏、玷污、衰残、存在天上的基业。
So this is the promise that's mentioned here, the imperishable, the undefiled, and unfading promise kept in heaven.
啊，其实彼得是重复讲一件事啊，不是三件事。
So Peter seems to be repeatedly talking about one thing here.
啊，他用不同的形容词。
He uses different adjectives to describe them.
他主要是说我们所盼望的。
So he is stressing that the thing that we are hoping for
实际上不是在我们的手中，
is not factually in our hands already.
是在上帝的手中，他亲手的保守它。
It's in the hand of God. God himself preserves that.
没有任何人，甚至撒旦，可以夺走上帝为我们所预备的基业。
No man nor Satan can take it away from him.
所以这个基业其实到后面彼得也解释了，它是救恩。
So what is this promise? Peter explains this at the end. It's the save for our salvation.
是 salvation. 所以你不要想象在天上啊，我有多少栋的房子啊，有没有游泳池啊，不是这种东西了。
So the promise in heaven that's kept for us is not about our housing or accommodation in heaven.
那就是救恩啊。
It is salvation.
就是我们末世要显现的救恩。
It's the thing that's ready to be revealed in the last time.
但这个字有点困难啊。Ready to be revealed.
So there's a difficulty about the wording here. It says ready to be revealed.
是不是说我们对救恩没有把握呢？
So does it mean that we have no certainty when it comes to salvation?
不是。
No?
这里指的这个救恩呢，是身体跟灵魂的救恩。
So what is meant here is, when we talk about salvation here, we talk about salvation of both the body and the spirit, and the soul.
Yeah, body and the soul. 就是说我们今天已经复活了，我们的灵魂已经活过来了。
So we...Have resurrected already. Our spirit has been resurrected.
啊，我们被更新，被重生。
We have been regenerated. We've been born again.
但是还没完，因为最后我们的身体也要被更新。
But it's not a finished work yet, because at the last time, our bodies will be renewed, resurrected again as well.
Okay, 就是要复活，要更新了。
So resurrected and renewed, regenerated.
以致我们可以完整的去承受这个荣耀的产业。
So that we in completeness can receive
inherit
this promise.
或是这个
inheritance. This inheritance, yes, exactly.
Okay, 好，所以彼得没有前后矛盾啊。
So there's no contradiction between these two verses within Peter 1.
彼得前面说你们已经复活了。
So Peter first said, you have already resurrected.
他后面说我们将来身体也要一样的复活。
And then he says, in the later verse, that our bodies will also be resurrected.
所以让我们相信凡是灵魂复活的人，身体也必要复活。
So let us just believe here that everyone whose spirit has been resurrected, his body will also be resurrected.
反过来。
And the other way around.
如果灵魂没有复活的人。
If your spirit has not been resurrected.
你身体也要复活，但是不是承受荣耀，要承受审判。
Your body will still resurrect, but then not get eternal life, but eternal punishment.
这个关键就是无论怎么样都会死一次。
So no matter what happens, we will all die once.
也只有一次。
And only once.
意思是说，我们的灵魂死了一次。
So when our soul dies.
因为我们犯罪。
Because we sin.
有一个结果就是你复活了。
And then one outcome would be, the soul resurrect.
或者你持续的死亡。
Or you stay dead.
啊，不是又活过来又死一次，又活灭啊，就是either你活过来，或是你持续死亡。
So when you die after you've died once, it's either you're born again, you resurrect, or you remain dead.
身体也是一样。
The same happens with our bodies.
无论怎么样，我们身体要死一次。
No matter what happens, our bodies will die once.
但是身体的这个机能呢，是要无论怎么样都要活过来的。
But the bodies, no matter what happens.Will resurrect.
但是这个复活呢，并不表示它有生命。
But this resurrection does not mean that there's life in it.
因为他的灵魂没有活。
Because the soul doesn't live.
所以就变成他要活过来，但他要永远承受审判。
So these bodies will then resurrect, but then have to endure eternal punishment.
可以吗？好，所以当我们今天凡是有。复活经历的人啊，有重生经历的人，让我们紧紧的抓着彼得在这里说，我们将来等候那个啊向我们显现的救恩。
So let us all that have been resurrected and have been reborn again, let us guard and hold on to this promise of the salvation that is given us here by Peter.
啊，就是最后要给我们显现的，就是那一天荣耀的一天。
So this salvation that will be revealed to us in the last time. 啊，
最后一点啊，
My last point.
就是这句话啊，对，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人。
So it's focusing on us who through faith are guarded salvation.
什么东西让我们跟这个应许绑在一起呢
？So what is it that can bound us to this promise？
这你说是什么？信心。
It's faith。
还说盼望很好，盼望很好，跟你无关。
So this hope is great. This hope is great, but it could normally be without a relationship to it.
圣经说我们的信心可以大到胜过世界。
The Bible says, "Our faith can be so great it can overcome the world."
Wow, 我们的信心可以胜过世界，什么观念
？Wow, what does it mean? Our faith can be so great it can overcome the world.
讲我可不可以胜过世界呢
？So can I overcome the world?
你对这个信心这个字误解了啊
？Maybe you have a misunderstanding about what faith means here.
你的信心是自信。
The faith that you have in mind when you think about overcoming the world.Is self-confidence.
所以就是我的自信可以胜过世界。
So you think about your self-confidence can overcome the world.
信心就表示你不是靠自己了。
The faith here means that you stop relying on yourself.
信心就是让你去依靠一个你以外的东西。
True faith here means that you're relying on something that's outside of yourself.
我们依靠的是神的能力，这里说的神能力。
So what we rely on is God's powers.
对，不是自己。所以当然，上帝胜过世界嘛。啊。
Not our own, and obviously, God overcomes the world.
所以我们相信上帝，我们也能够胜过世界。
So when we believe in God, we can also overcome the world.
好，我们来讲信心。
Let us think about faith.
如果上帝只让我们借信心来支取他的能力。
哎。
来支取他的能力。
If God only wanted us to receive His power through faith,
没有其他，只一个途径，信心。
So there would be no other way. There would be only one means, which is through faith.
啊，借着依靠就信心啊，依靠他的能力。
So that we can rely through faith, rely on His power.
刚才前面说了，信心第一不就不是出于人自己的。
Now we already said it. Faith.Doesn't come from us ourselves.
因为依靠自己不需要一个外在的嘛，你就不需要有一个东西叫信心，那么你是自己嘛。
Because if you rely on yourself, you're just self-confident, then you wouldn't need anything like faith.
Yeah. Okay. 所以它不是人的意志，它也不是刚才说的自信。
So it's not about your self-confidence, about your own will.
有很多基督徒把信心跟医治混在一起。
So a lot of people seem to put will and faith together.
他会说我信我信我信，其实他是说我决定我信。
So what they seem to say is I believe, and what they mean is I have decided to believe.
他是用意志，就好像他说我一定要这个东西，我相信我一定要这个东西。其实他是在讲意志。
Now these people, what they are really talking about is they talk about their own will. They have decided to believe.
所以这个不是这里说的。
But this is not what is meant here.
有的人他来教会，可能。
Some people come to church.
可能要符合一些要求。
Just to fulfill some requirements.
不是活泉啦，我举我自己的例子。
So I'm not talking about anybody here in this church, but I'll talk about myself.
我以前的教会,
my previous church.
很多人嘛,
there were many people.
有时有人会来教会说, 我们要在你的教会结婚。
And sometimes some people would come and say, you know, we'd like to marry in your church.
因为你的建筑很漂亮。
Because you have a very nice building.
我们觉得在这里结婚很有这种神圣的感觉。
And we believe that if you could get married here, this is an atmosphere full of mystery.
Sacred.
Sacral atmosphere.
Okay. 连牧师就会说，你们是不是会有？你们受洗了没有？
And then the pastor will then normally ask these people, well, are you members of our church? And are both of you baptized?
我还没有，不过我男朋友他信了的。
And then, you know, the girl would then say, oh, I've not been baptized, but he, my fiancé, he's a believer.
怎么办? 快快了，快快，什么时候有得洗？快快，安排一下。
And then he would go like, oh, if that's a requirement to get married, then, you know, let's arrange for baptism.
所以这个男的就在洗礼的时候就说，我信，我信。
And then these people would then, when being asked in the course of the baptism, Well, then say, yes, I believe, yes, I believe.
我刚才讲的理解不是这样，但刚才问的那些就是我以前教会用的，就是我爸就会问这六条问题，那个男生就我信，我信，我信。So
we believe it was different today with Sister Lee, but Moses' father, as the pastor, he would then ask the six questions that we have today in the baptism.
那个男生就是我信，我信，我信，我信。And then
that guy would then always say, yes, I believe, yes, I believe, yes.
你说了，他讲的是信心还是意志啊？
Now, what is he referring to when he does that?
Wow, 可能这个有点主观。当我认识这个人，我就会很知道他是有意志，他是用意志来撑着这件事的，不是信心。Is
he talking about faith or is he talking about his own will? Now, this is not objective. It's very subjective. But because I know that person, I feel that I'm in the position to tell you about.
Okay. So anyway, 我只举一个例子。我说有的情况，有时我们会以为。 是信心，实际上它不是。So
I'm using that as an example just to describe that sometimes we seem to believe the situations where we believe something is faith where it isn't.
它只是出于人的意志。It's
only coming out of the man's will.
好，你说我们不是这样的，我们是真信的。Okay.
So now you say we are different. We are real believers.
好，如果你是真信的。
Now, if you are a real believer,
你的信心不可以空洞，不可以没有内容。
So, your faith cannot be vain. There has to be content.
我意思是说，如果你说我信，你最少要有一个对象，对吗？
Now, if you believe, there has to be a counterpart that you believe in.
这个对象一定要有内容，你要有知识，要认识。
Now, this counterpart, there has to be content. There has to be knowledge that you understand.
所以我们的信心必须是上帝的话，对上帝的认识所支持的。
So our faith is supported by God's word, the understanding of it.
所以很可惜，我通常遇到的会有教会的会有了，就是要么就是还没信，不然就是信，但是很不相信的人，这样通常是这样。
So a lot of people that I meet in church are people that either have not started to believe yet, or seem to claim to believe, but do not seem to be alike believers.
就是他的信心在，但是他的信心是空洞的。
there seems to be some sort of faith, but that faith is empty, it's vain.
他说我信神，但是别人告诉我的这样子啊。
They seem to repeat and say, "Yes, I believe in God," but actually, it's words that they borrow from others.
他的里头不被神的话应许所充满。
So, in their own heart, they're not fulfilled with God's word and promise.
OK, 所以彼得在这里讲的很明显，不是这种信心了。
Now, the faith that Peter here mentions is obviously not about that sort of faith.
他信的是上帝的大能，他清楚知道上帝的大能。
So he seems to believe in the power of God.
他从圣经里面，从耶稣的话里头，清楚地认识上帝是信实，充满大能。
So he believes that God, from the Bible and from what's heard about Jesus, that God is a true God.
让我们避免最后了两种情况。
So that we can avoid two scenarios.
就是我们如果信自己不认识的。
Now if one is when we believe in something that we do not seem to know.
这叫迷信。
It's a superstition.
如果我们信圣经没有教导的。
Now if we believe in something that the Bible has not taught us.
这叫妄想。
Now that's
imagination,
yes.
对，这两个都不叫信心。
But none of the two is called faith.
所以你们明白吗？信心要跟着内容，就是认识。
So do you understand? Faith has to have content. We have to know.
好吧，好，我们分享到这里。但愿上帝的话能够帮助跟激励我们。
Now this is where we will close our sharing. May God use His words to encourage all of us.
在复活的节期就是今天用一点时间当然今天下午听说下雪我不懂不过看起来还可以就是用点时间不只是注意一些外在的东西好吗
So I hope that you can all take the time today even though the weather is not perfect but take the time to reflect on some of what we discussed today
不只是注意一些外在的东西
I would not only pay attention to some of the superficial elements
问自己我复活了吗
But instead ask yourself, have you been resurrected?
我是死人活人。
Are you a living or a dead person?
如果我是活人。
If you're a living person,
我的信心支撑在什么东西上面?
What is your faith grounded in?
神的话吗?
Is it God's word?
我认识上帝吗?
Do I know God?
我认识我所信的吗?
Do I know what I seek to believe in?
这些都应该成为我们的一个福分就是明天我们回去的时候我盼望每个人心里面都深知所信的是谁
This is all part of our rejoice that all of us when we go home tomorrow that we are certain in ourselves that we know what it is that we believe in
好吗我们一起做个祷告
Let us pray together
弟兄上帝感谢你你让我们能够继续的来敬拜来称颂你来荣耀你
Heavenly Father, thank you that we can actively come together to praise and serve you.
来荣耀你。
And to glorify you.
感谢你借着这段的圣经。
Thank you that through the passage in the Bible today.
安慰我们弟兄姐妹的心。
That you comforted our hearts.
因为我们在今世为着主的名，我们要承受困难跟苦难。
Because in today.For your name, we'll have to endure and bear with pain and suffer.
但是你却应允我们，这个苦难是短暂的。
But you've given us your promise that this suffering and pain is temporary.
我们的信心可以胜过这一切。
Our faith can overcome all of this.
甚至可以带给我们大喜乐。
And even give us rejoice.
主啊，叫我们每一次内心想到。我们将要与主相会，要与主同在国度里头的那日子，我们就充满着欢乐。
And thank you that we can rejoice whenever we think of the fact that we will be able to be one to, in you to meet you in heaven.
叫我们就能够轻看这自战自轻的苦楚。
So that we can look down upon this temporary pain.
能够胜过从世俗来的试探。
And overcome all these temptations from the world.
能够远离罪恶。
And that we can keep a distance from evil.
持守纯正的信仰。
And follow the real belief.
直到我们见主的面。
Until we meet you again.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.谢谢张老跟我们的分享，我们其实来。